this is what you're fighting for. I mean, every day you're out there.
What they're doing is blowing people off.
If you continue to look the other way and shut up, then the oppressors, the authoritarians, get total control and total power. Because this is just like in Arizona. This is just like in Georgia. It's another element that backs them into a corner and shows their lies and misrepresentations.
This is why this audience is going to have to get engaged. As we've told you, this is the fight.
All this nonsense, all this spin, they can't handle the truth.
War Room, Battleground. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
What is the crime? Because according to my knowledge of history, the enemies of Israel who have been persecuted, the Israelis, the Jewish people of this world have been persecuted for 5,000 years. But for the last 2,000 years, most of the persecution has come from white, European-centric Christians. That's been your enemy. No Palestinian helped to build Auschwitz. No Palestinian stood on the docks of New York City when boatloads of Jewish refugees trying to escape the Holocaust came here to be protected by this country and were turned away at the docks in New York and sent back to Germany to die. No Palestinian did that. No Palestinian ran the Spanish Inquisition. Your enemy is not the Palestinian people. It is white Christian European people who have been slaughtering Jews for the last 2,000 years. And let's just call it for what it is. But why are they in an open-air prison? Why are 2 million of them in an open-air prison?
Joining us now, Professor of Political Science at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, Tom Schaller, and journalist and opinion writer Paul Waldman. Their new book, out tomorrow, is entitled White Rural Rage, the Threat to American Democracy. And Tom, we'll start with you. Why are white rural voters a threat to democracy at this point? You would think, as we pointed out, looking at Joe Biden's background and Donald Trump's, that the opposite would be true.
I mean, we lay out the fourfold interconnected threat that white rural voters pose to the country. First of all, and we show 30 polls and national studies to demonstrate this. So we provide the receipts in Chapter 6. They're the most racist, xenophobic, anti-immigrant, and anti-gay geodemographic group in the country. Second, they're the most conspiracist group. QAnon support and subscribers, election denialism, COVID denialism and scientific skepticism, Obama birtherism. Third, anti-democratic sentiments. They don't believe in an independent press, free speech. They're most likely to say the president should be able to act unilaterally without any checks from Congress or the courts or their bureaucracy. They're also the most strongly white nationalist and white Christian nationalist. And fourth, they are most likely to excuse or justify violence as an acceptable alternative to peaceful public discourse.
So you mentioned a lot of negative factors about this demographic.
In this thing, you see all week, white rural rage. No, the biggest threat to democracy and the biggest threat to the United States of America are rural white Christians. Now I want you to think about that for a second. That is the backbone of this nation. It's fought and won our wars. It's built this country. And you know what? It's asked for nothing in return. Nothing. And now you're demonized. And they're coming after us. So every time they say white rural rage, my answer is, hey, I'm a Christian nationalist, and I'm a proud Christian nationalist.
Welcome. It's Tuesday, 5 March, year of our Lord, 2024. It's Super Tuesday, and there's going to be a lot of, you know, voting all over the country. This is kind of a national primary today on different states. President Trump's obviously going to, you know, win. It's beyond a landslide. The general election, obviously, to us here in the War Room, started months and months ago. We understand that technically it'll be tonight. Of course, doesn't stop Fox News from continuing to pushing a bird brain nonstop. She was on the sofa this morning. But I want to go to deeper things, and we're getting into a little bit of the Rachel Maddow. They understand that the left, and this is that merger of the neo-Marxist left with the Sharia supremacists, and of course our global elites, the Soros, Party of Davos. Oh, am I being conspiracy theory there? Maybe I'm checking off box number two on the good professor. I think the professor named Tom Schaller, is it, from University of Maryland? The four touchstones of why this audience is a threat to American democracy and a threat to the United States of America. Number one, you're the most racist, xenophobic, according to his studies and his research on white rural rage, which is the book of the moment for the mainstream media and the left. There are four things that have to be checked off. Number one, this is all their 30 studies and polls and all this. The white rural folks are the most racist, xenophobic, nativist, you know, just haters, pure haters, number one. Number two, your conspiracy theory, whether it's QAnon or the vax or pandemic or any of it, or election deniers, although the election was stolen and, of course, the vax was garbage. Your anti-democratic, white nationalists, white supremacists believe the president should do anything. Don't believe in a free press. Like the mainstream media and MSNBC is a free press, anti-democrat, and you're inclined to violence because you like them guns. This is just a expansion of Obama's. They've got their Bibles and their guns, and you can't, you know, you better not mess with them. Well, tonight in unison, and this is as the institutions that have tried to stand up to President Trump's movement and get in the way are being rolled over and crushed. You're going to have a lot of nonsense being talked tonight. I would discount most of it. We'll get into it tomorrow about what's going on. But Real America's Voice is going to have some good coverage. Of course, Charlie Kirk and Jack Posobiec have some good coverage. We may dip in and out of both. We'll be streaming them up on Getter and, of course, on our Rumble. But this is their line of attack. Rachel Maddow laid it out today when she said the courts are not going to save them. So the courts are not going to save them. They're going to come right. And Axios had as its lead, Biden is going to go mega anti-Trump. And when I say this, his entire focus, because they think they're under the impression that Dark Brandon, that cutesy name they put up for all the speeches he had in Philadelphia and all that. That's what basically thwarted our efforts in 22. What thwarted our efforts in 22 was TikTok, a Chinese Communist Party weaponized information platform. And to be brutally frank, the Swifties or what do you call them, the new Karens or whatever Dobbs gave us. And that's so they're still that's part of their aspect, but they're there to scare people. What Biden believes is he scared enough people about our anti-democratic tendencies, according to them, in 22 that staved off. First of all, they think that that's what won him the election in 20. Of course, the silent part out loud, he stole the election and they know it. If he had not stolen the election, he would be a more revered figure. If he honestly won it with 81 million votes, and you know this, I mean, I don't need to tell this audience. If he actually won it with 81 million real votes, he would be a more revered figure than FDR because FDR didn't really have a giant to slay. I mean, he had the Depression economy, but Hoover wasn't looked at as a bad guy. The people he ran against, Alf Landon and these people, were never deemed as bad people. They weren't deemed as demonic. They've deemed Trump demonic. And why have they deemed Trump demonic? They've deemed him demonic because he represents the working class of this country. We had Batya Unger Sargon on this morning and talked about that he was kind of the tribune of that. And that's why they hate him. They think he's a class traitor because he's a banner. They think he's a class traitor. And his entire movement is made up of working class or middle class people, many veterans of America First, and people that believe in America First, believe in the greatness of this country. We can pull it back up, that it hasn't been. It's deteriorated. And from the managed decline, this was the Clintons. Our rap on the Clintons, my focus on the Clintons, was the managed decline of our country, the managed decline of our country by a group of elites. Now you don't, it's not a managed decline. The bottom is falling out. And the bottom is falling out in a way that is just absolutely incredible. And you kind of wonder how you're going to turn it around. When I say bottom falling out, let me be blunt. There are two Republican-y things going on at the same time. I'm not even talking about the administrative state, deep state, you know, the censorship, all of that, and even more, which is kind of made all the language, everything we're talking about, like in a foreign territory or a faraway country, because it's not really American. We're discussing things that Americans have never done, the American government has never done. The two Republic I'm talking about is the out-of-control spending and the invasion of the country. Invasion of the country. You know, Todd, we're trying to get Todd Benzman up. Todd Benzman is doing something very heroic tonight. And I support this, and I want to do more of it, and I want to support more of it. He is going to Roxbury, but West Roxbury, where I think they have the Elks Hall, where they, and if we can still put that up, if people can go in the area, you can still go. I'm sure it's going to be packed. Just tell Lou Murray and the team that you're part of the War Room Posse, and they'll get you in somehow. It's totally free now. Just if you want to buy a book, it's $20. But Todd Benson is going up there to go to the black community and to explain to them in detail the numbers you hear every day here in the War Room. Because they've been lied to by the mainstream media, which doesn't cover this. But they know something's wrong. They've taken their community center in Roxbury, and what they've done is that they've given it over to the illegal alien invaders and their children, and told the blacks that have had it for years, that that you have to go out to the suburbs, the white suburbs. You have to go to the white suburbs, and there in the white suburbs, you're going to get your kids can do the pottery, do the crafts, do the arts and crafts, play games, play basketball. But you got to go out to the white suburbs. They said we don't want to do that. That's part of the replacement. This is what happened in Harlem, where they had these nice apartments, but they kept them on inventory. They built them, kept them on inventory. Wouldn't let the local community go in there and use them, and now turn them over to illegal alien invaders. However, the illegal alien invaders got stopped by local communities. Said this is not right. We have to have that. That's going on all over the country. As they perform the replacement theory for the African American community and Hispanic citizens. Why? These people are starting to wise up, and they want to get other voters in there that are more passive and dependent upon them. Batya Unger Sargon walked through what they become a credential class of the college graduates with all these phony degrees, and the deadbeats can't even pay their debt back, so you got to pay it. Plus a small portion of the 1%, or all of the 1% virtually, that are these progressive billionaires, coupled with an underclass that's dependent upon them for handouts. And that is destroying our country. That group is destroying our country. The old Democratic Party representing working class people doesn't exist anymore. That's Trump, President Trump, the MAGA movement. That's what you're going to see tonight later. And remember, you're going to have all this pontificating by the mainstream media. Oh, Donald Trump, you were there. This audience is the driving force of this. You always had President Trump's back, number one. You had President Trump's back starting the evening of 3 November. Look, we did the whole run-up, and you were magnificent in turning out the vote. Remember that in Arizona, the 99-mile caravans and the boat caravans in South Florida and Miami. It was incredible. It was insane. He got 74 million votes. Hey, I thought we did a damn good job in 16. We got 63 million votes. 63 million votes with no money and a guy with a plane. I'm fat, dumb, and happy. I said, hey, that's a pretty good job. 74 million votes. Not too shabby. Not too shabby. 74 million votes. And they had to manufacture what they had because they stole it. It's no doubt they stole it. But remember, even in the states where it came down, I think it came down to like 50,000, 100,000 votes in those states, again, on how they stole it. So they understand that the people are with Trump and have been with Trump. And his message only gets bigger and his tent gets broader. And what they hate about that, they hate Trump for the simple reason is they didn't want the working class back into the conversation. They particularly don't want the minority working class back in the conversation. They don't want them to be part of any political movement that really has power and really takes their input as active input that's actionable information. They don't want that. That is a thing that they will fight tooth and nail. This is why they go out of their way to say Trump's a racist, Trump's a nativist, Trump is a xenophobe, all of this. That Trump is overall just a bad guy. And people know that's not the case because they know it, that they can see that. His personality comes through. He's an incredibly likable guy. That's why so many people, so many different classes really, really like the guy. And as Batya Unger Sargon brought up today, he is a moderate in our movement. There are many, many people much farther to the right than President Trump, either people from the conservative movement and or new populist nationalists that just happen to be farther to the right on many topics. And that's what sophisticated analysts like she understands this. But every night on MSNBC, just going to get bludgeoned. And Biden's strategy, and Mike Allen had it. They gave him the scoop. And this is what's going to happen on Thursday night. And I'm interested to see how that plays in the House of Representatives. At the time of the, this is how much I think about wanting to listen to Biden. At the very moment that's happening, I'm giving a speech someplace else. A group of people that support one of the great institutions for young and rising populist nationalists to come to Washington, D.C., and actually works on staffs, are going to have me as their speaker. And I said, it's interesting, you're doing this during the State of the Union. They go, yeah, our donors don't care. The people that support us don't care. In fact, they detest Biden so much, they don't want to hear any of it. They don't want to be subjugated to this. So I said, fine, I'm in. If that's the attitude, I'm all about that. But tonight will be a couple of things to be decided. Number one, our enthusiasm, which will be over the top, off the charts. Mainstream media did not want to get into Michigan. In Michigan, not only did you have a flex of the red-green axis, that would be the progressive neo-Marxist left represented by the universities with the Sharia supremacists. And I'm not saying, far from saying, everybody in Dearborn that's Arab American or Muslim American is Sharia supremacist, far from it. They are also going to be terrorized by this. But that's why it's got to be that ball's got to be lanced and make sure that that cannot get any root, any traction in the United States at all. And this is why I say the pro-Palestinian movement today is the most anti-American movement in the history of this country. Full stop. They hate America. Their focus is on the Jews and on Israel. But hey, if you look at everything they're saying, they're really talking about the Judeo-Christian West, and they're really talking about what is the pinnacle of the Judeo-Christian West, and that would be the good old United States of America. This is also where they get on your Christian nationalism. When you say that the country was once great when we were active, when our political officials and our institutions promulgated these values, they go nuts. Well, they say, if you say it's an exceptional nation because it's the flower of Western civilization or the Judeo-Christian West, they go absolutely crazy. They go, oh, you're a Christian supremacist, you're a dominionist. I said, no, I'm not, but I absolutely believe this is a providential country. We're the new Jerusalem. Once you say that, you're a Christian nationalist. I said, hey, if that's the case, then bring it, baby. Christian nationalism, or that belief that this is a providential country, the belief that this is the new Jerusalem, the belief that God has looked towards the United States and looked out for the United States, that we're providential, and I saw that in 16. President Trump's a providential figure, not a particularly churchy guy. Don't know if you noticed that. Not particularly churchy. You don't need to be. He's quite imperfect, got a lot of imperfections. Doesn't matter to God, doesn't matter to divine providence. He's used Trump as an instrument. I know, because in seeing what I see, I was there in 16. I was there 14, 15, and 16, but particularly up close and personal in 16, I saw that was divine providence. Also, the big steal, and I say this, and I realize some people get upset, but that was divine providence, because up until that time, people thought, oh, these are just liberals versus conservatives. This is the talking difference about marginal tax rates and certain deregulation and certain social customs and mores. No, it's much deeper than that, and you've seen that. The Biden regime, and this is why it's been rejected by the conservative parts of our society, like the African-American family, which is quite conservative, the Hispanic family, which is quite conservative. They have rejected. They have rejected outright, not simply an assault on American values, but the destruction of this country as a constitutional republic. They're totally lawless. They are demonic in what they're trying to do. And I just look at two things. They're a republic ending. Number one is the invasion of at least 10 million people on the border. Todd Benzman is going to go tonight, and he's going to give some basic statistics and analysis that viewers of the show for 3 years, 3 years plus, 3 years, have not just heard it, but have also seen Todd Benzman and Oscar Blue Ramirez and others in Daring Gap. And we were the first ones down there with Michael Yon, who of course later Ben Burkholm. But you've seen it, you've viewed it, you've witnessed it, footage, interviews, over three and a half years. Many of the people in Roxbury will hear this for the first time. They understand something big is up because they can go to Logan Airport. They see what's happening in their community. But those types of statistics and the fundamental way it was done, the systematic way it was done, not order, disorder, and chaos, but actually well thought through to get as many illegal alien invaders into this country as possible. And PALS told you why. They thought the way they could bring down inflation was to crush working class wages by flooding the zone with illegal immigrant labor. They told you that a number of times, and he reiterated on 60 Minutes. The other is the spending, and that's the unfortunate, ugly truth we got to get to this week. The spending of all the work that's been done, I know this is hard to believe, but the final number they're approving, and don't listen to the spin. We're taking this out of the FBI. We're doing this. It's all the FBI thing's a couple hundred million dollars was something they had already canceled anyway. It's all everything they say they're cutting is just a lie. It's this budget is actually $30 billion more than Nancy Pelosi. And the scale of the spending, finally, I think our message here, the worm is getting through, that the scale of the spending doesn't help you, but it hurts you. It's like a drug. It's like you're addicted to heroin. And here's the reason why. Behind the scenes, when I talk to anybody about how you cut this, the first thing they bring up, they go, Steve, we agree. We agree. You're correct. This has got to be cut. It's not just the entitlements. You got to cut the discretionary spending. We have to have a plan to get to a close to a balanced budget rapidly, like in 5 years. And this is all the big however. How do you do that without kicking this into a recession? How do you we're addicted to the drug. How do you kick the addiction without having to go to the detox? The people that are drug addicts will tell you when you go, and this is why they make you when you send somebody to the, one of these drug, particularly the high end fancy ones, whether in Malibu or out in Arizona that all the stars go to. I've had a couple, three business partners, maybe had to go there once or twice. You got to pay up front. They want cash money. It's like $50,000, or it used to be, probably more than that. You pay this up front, and the first couple of days, I say, well, why? Hang on a second. I'm sending this guy here. He needs it. He really wants to do it. You know, don't we have a plan? We pay as you go, or, you know, but you bill us, or no, he says a cash money up front. And why is that? They go, because the detox is so tough on them, and that's what they got to do first, because most of these people are so messed up. They've gone through some, they're in some binging or whatever, and this is, at least in my circumstances with some of my partners, we're binging. And so myself and some of the other partners had to send them, and they tell you up front, 50,000. I go, why would that be? And they go, the detox is so bad on these guys, so tough, that when they make it through, and about one-third of them quit even going through the detox. But even when they go through the detox, most of them come on the other side and said, you know what? I got out of control, but I got through it. I'm good. It's not going to happen again. I'm out of here. Of course, they always revert back. That's where we're on spending, because everybody comes to me and says, Steve, we're addicted to the spending. How can you cut? Nobody wants to cut. Nobody wants to cut anything. They don't want to cut anything. So how do you talk about cutting that won't throw us into recession? I said, well, it's not that easy. But you might have to take a recession. Did I say that? You might have to take a small recession to basically break the addiction. Because right now, and this is Johnson's thing, there's no thing about all the fights we had, everything. And I'm not blaming just him, although he's been terrible. The deal is the deal that was cut with McCarthy, but that could have been at least thwarted somehow. You could have had a dramatic action. The thing he's fallen prey to is the thing in the mainstream media. You can't shut down the government. It's just so horrific, so terrible, going to ruin the economy. And right now, there are consultants and pollsters are saying, no, you got this. You can run the table. Trump's going to win, but you can't do anything. You just got to kick the can down to the next year. Of course, if you go to Fortune magazine and Forbes magazine, and you look at the Bank of America report that's just come out that has now agreed with the war room in late February, early March of 2024, what we told you was a fact in October of 2023, 5 or 6 months ago, that said, hey, just doing the math here, baby, because I look at that debt clock every day. I'm just doing some math. And it looks like from the time McCarthy signed this deal to, you know, now we've added another tree. And hey, guess what? From September 18th, when they came back, or when they to right after Christmas, going to be another tree. And it looks like I'm just doing some basic arithmetic. It looks like 100 days. And now they agree that that's going to keep going. This is one of the reasons that gold's at an all-time high. Today, earlier, it was at $2,137. Of course, Bitcoin is another alternative. The cryptos, people are looking for hedges. This is why I keep telling people, just go to Birch Gold. Don't take it from me. We'll give you all the macro you need. We'll give you all the macro and the converging forces and the geopolitics of it so that you can think it through. You got to talk to the experts. And this is why we tell everybody, go to birchgold.com/Bannon. Talk to Philip Patrick's team. He's got guys there. They'll pass you over to guys you can understand the tax-free, tax-deferred, all that. That's their deal, not mine. But they're the experts in this field, and you understand. But you'll start to understand why people have been caught in this situation before for over 5,000 years. In fact, I was just reading the staff. Somebody sent me a quote from Cicero from 66 BC the other day that talked about in Rome in 66 BC, they were having issues in the provinces, particularly Asia at that time, which was really Turkey and Syria and places like that. But they were having problems in revenues. And Cicero was saying, hey, the entire structure in the Roman Forum, where we make this happen every day to run this empire, run the Republic, late Republic, is all set up on credit and finance. It's predicated upon Asia sending us tax revenues. And if that's a problem with overall growth and they can't send us the taxes, we got a problem. The whole system will collapse. It hasn't changed in thousands of years. That's why you have to understand it. Why are precious metals a hedge? Birchgold.com/Bannon. One thing I will tell you, the turbulence, you wait till you see, and we'll curate tomorrow, MSNBC. They're not going to be in a good mood today. Because tonight is going to cap the greatest political comeback in the history of all American politics. Nobody's come back from being this quote-unquote politically dead. Of course, he wasn't dead to you, wasn't dead to me, wasn't dead politically. We understand the election was stolen. That's why Maggie Haberman and Jonathan Swan in that great article in the New York Times said the central key to Trump's comeback was to never accept the false narrative that Biden won. Because Biden didn't win. Short break. Back in the warm in a moment.
As we head toward a presidential election in November, one thing you can be sure of, 2024 will be a tumultuous year like no other. How will your hard-earned savings fare during this year? You're already seeing the impacts of inflation at the pump, the grocery store. The dollar continues to lose buying power quicker than your wages can increase. How are you protecting your savings? Consider diversifying with gold from Birch Gold Group. For decades, gold has been the choice of investors and central banks to hedge against inflation. Now you can own it in a tax-sheltered IRA with the help of Birch Gold. Just text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898. Birch Gold will send you a free info kit on gold. They'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into an IRA in gold. And the best part, you don't have to pay a penny out of pocket. With an A-plus rating, with the Better Business Bureau, thousands of satisfied customers, you can trust Birch Gold. Text Bannon to 989898 to claim your free info kit. That's Bannon to 989898. And secure your savings now. Take action. Text Bannon at 989898. Action, action, action. True or false? Using your tax refund to pay off credit card debt is a smart thing. Actually, that's false. DoneWithDebt.com published a brilliant strategy designed to let you keep your hard-earned tax refund and reduce or eliminate credit card debt. Most Americans owe thousands in credit card debt. In fact, Daily Mail's got a story that 56 million Americans carry credit card debt, and that debt will take years to pay off, if you pay it off at all. DoneWithDebt found that filing bankruptcy is usually not the answer. And taking out loans to pay off credit cards usually increases the debt. When you engage DoneWithDebt, their legal experts and skilled negotiators take on the credit card companies for you. Their winning strategies are designed with one goal: solve your debt situation quickly and permanently. First things first, chat with a DoneWithDebt strategist and explore your solutions. Some debt fighting strategies are time sensitive, so you'll need to move quickly. For a free consultation, visit DoneWithDebt.com. That's DoneWithDebt.com. Do it today. Take action. Are you tired of progressive corporations and exhausted trying to keep up with all the virtue signaling when you're simply trying to buy products? Progressive corporate America continues to push messaging that further alienates conservative Americans, all while eroding the future of the American dream.
It's prominent all over the country. Companies like Starbucks strong-arming their customers to support abortion. Financial services like PayPal canceling customers for their political views. Makeup companies like Maybelline making a mockery of women by supporting transgender models. And beer companies like Bud Light forcing gender ideology on you when all you want is to enjoy a cold beer. Thankfully, we don't have to fund these companies any longer with our hard-earned dollars. With Public Square, we now have a solution. It's simple. Join the movement of millions of patriotic Americans who love truth, our country, and our Constitution at publicsq.com. That's publicsq.com. Public Square is an app and website where you can get connected to tens of thousands of businesses from all different industries that share your value for life, family, and freedom. Whether you're looking to buy coffee, find a new athletic clothing that knows what a woman is, and shop for clean skincare, or simply find a new restaurant in your community that won't lecture you about your political views, publicsq.com is your resource. Public Square also offers discounts to many high-quality businesses on the platform so that you can actually receive incentive for spending money with companies that don't hate you. Public Square is free to join as consumer or a business owner, and you can get started today at publicsq.com. Remember, either as a consumer or a business owner, download the app now. That's publicsq.com, publicsq.com.
It's nonsense, all this spin, they can't handle the truth.
War Room Battleground with Stephen K. Bannon.
President Trump down the border, Biden given mindless happy talk. The only second time Biden's been to the border in what, the 3.5 years of his reign of terror, his illegitimate regime. No one who loved this country would possibly work. And you saw this morning on the morning show. This is all very well thought through, very organized. It's not chaotic. It's not anarchy. They've known exactly what they're going to do. They have people at the second and third tier levels. And this is why we talk so much about like Project 2025, that, you know, this is where the work gets done. These radicals have gamed the system so that we get 10 million illegal alien invaders. And no, they're not newcomers. Newcomers would imply that they're going to stick around. They're not sticking around. They're going to get mass deportations are going to start. If you don't like that, then don't vote for President Trump. If you want 10 million illegal alien invaders, what was it, 33,000 violent crimes, 4,300 sexual attacks, 1,700 murders. I think that was the stats President Trump gave of the Biden migrant crime wave. Okay, by the way, Hillary, welcome back. Hillary Clinton has taken our clip put out by Media Matters, right? We want to thank the team at Media Matters. They're our marketing department. Really want to thank them. Hillary Clinton took it because she obviously her staff and she reads Media Matters. She put up, if we put the tweet up, she goes, okay. She takes that exact clip and puts up, okay. Okay, Hills, here's what we want to do. We'll have an up or down vote. Do you think the people in Roxbury want the 10 million illegal alien invaders stay and take their communities? So do you think the people in Harlem? Didn't your husband go up and build his on 125th Street? Didn't he go up near the Apollo Theater and take the office and be a big grandee hanging out there? I wonder why. I wonder why. You guys have always treated the black community like trash, just there to make sure you can get an office. And then that's not me saying that. That's the black community. That's why they're banning you. And remember, that's why they didn't turn out for you in Philadelphia and other places. President Trump's what the hell you got to lose? This is one of the key reasons you lost in 2016. Yes, you lost. Let me take a second here on Super Tuesday to just bathe myself in the glory of being a tiny, tiny, tiny part of making that happen. And Merrick Garland would not sit in a lifetime appointment on the Supreme Court. He'd be over getting his reputation crushed and his face ripped off every day over the Justice Department, being the worst attorney general in the history of the country. And Hillary, you didn't get there. You didn't get there because of Breitbart and Bannon and Cernovich and others, the Pepes. Ooh, he said the Pepes. You didn't get there, girl. You lost. You wanted it since you were 6 years old, and you didn't get it. And it tortures you every night. That you think, okay, okay, with exclamation point. Okay, baby, we'll do it. Let's meet on 5 November, up or down vote. Who wants mass deportations immediately of the illegal alien invaders, and who doesn't? Who wants to keep them here? Hillary, that's what you want to do. We heard from Bocci this morning. This is what the elites want. You don't mind destroying the working class. You don't mind destroying the underclass. It can't continue on. I understand that you're Yale Law, so you're not great in the math. But we can't continue to afford the $1 trillion every 100 days. And part of that's going to this fiasco with the illegal alien invaders. And revenues are down because wages are down. Tax revenues are down because you brought them all in their crushing wages. So, okay, with an explanation point, okay. Is that it, Hills? This is what we're going to do? We'll see you there. We'll do it again. We are going to deport 10 million illegal alien invaders who have no right to be in this country. No right. Let me say, when I say no right, I mean zero right to be in this country. Zero. Zero. By our asylum laws, zero. And you're going to be the defender of keeping them here. And you know why? Because you're a globalist. This was proven in 16, how we defeated you. You're an open borders globalist. You want the free flow of folks everywhere, and you want the free flow of capital without concern of national security or national interest. This is why you and the husband have been on the grift. Remember, we did Clinton Cash. You know, you had the Clinton Global Initiative, and you saw they're just money laundering operations. Money laundering operations. Money laundering operations. That's what it is. And so now you're coming in. And remember, Hillary's always going to hang around the rim. She can't, hey, these numbers on Biden are awful. He's not going to be like, they can't, you know, can I help get him out? You know, can I Vince Foster this guy? Can I somehow work it that way? My charms, my womanly charms on poor Vince Foster. What a sad sack that guy was. Think about today. If Don McGahn or Trump's White House counsel had gone and suicided himself over at one of the parks on the Potomac River. That would be a scandal. You would have 10 presidential, you'd have House inquiry, Senate inquiry, FBI, see, nothing. Whoop. Nothing happened. Kind of, Boy, that was a bad Thursday for Vince. Guess it wasn't working out, right? Guess he had a little pressure on him. The pressure cooker is a big pressure cooker job. Hillary. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, we'll do it, Hillary. This is one of the central facts. This is what's going to happen tonight. This is why it's enthusiasm, urgency on our side. Ready to roll. This is why Rachel Maddow, we played this morning. Rachel Maddow, the chief intellectual architect of the globalist uniparty elites that run this country. She came out this morning to last night, and she gave it to him with both barrels. Hey, as much as we, Rachel Maddow and MSNBC, have worked on it and put 1,000 different bozos up there, Andrew Weissman and this team, all day long, she basically said, the courts are not going to come to save us. Lawfare didn't work. And we have to understand that on the 4th of March, because it was last night. We have to understand on 4th of March, we're going to get smoked here. And the first thing she pivoted to was a New York Times article about how, whether it's Cleta Mitchell or Katherine Engelbrecht or the folks up in Michigan, you know, Gateway Pundit and that team, or Mike Lindell when he's not selling lumpy pillows, kidding, they're all putting together these groups of hundreds of thousands of people, Steve Stern and his group, hundreds of thousands of people that are now all flooding the zone of election judges, voter integrity people, challenging the voter architecture of your county and putting people on notice. We're here. We're going to challenge everything. You're not going to get away with it. We're going to have cameras. We're going to have cell phones. We're going to be taking pictures. We don't care. We're not backing down. You're not going to steal this. And she is her first story she did after she said they're not going to come and say, was that? That's not random. There's no coincidences. No coincidences over in Maddowland. Unless they're talking about Russiagate and these other things they've tried. Remember all the stuff they tried to do to get rid of Trump? None of it's worked. In fact, tonight you're going to see, combine the results tonight with the polling, and you see they know the problem they got. The problem they've got. On the same day, Victoria Nuland. That's not some jamoke over at the State Department. She's the architect of America's involvement in all things Ukraine. And she has, as Rick Grenell, Ambassador Grenell, put out earlier today, her role in Russiagate has never really come to fruition. She's been the architect. What did they call the dominatrix of Kiev? She's gone. She quit. When Zelensky's begging for this money and rattling the tin cup and needs it more than ever, she bails on him. Now we've got, I tell you, the event is in a little while, and I want to get Todd Benzman. I got Todd Benzman and Lou Murray. Todd, we've been singing your hosannas all day, and here on the 6 o'clock show, instead of focusing on Super Tuesday, which we'll talk about the analysis of the market, it's going to be a blowout. The most important event, I think, happening in the country tonight is you going to West Roxbury and telling the good citizens of Roxbury exactly what's going on in the invasion of the southern border and why they are the collateral damage of this, sir.
Yeah, well, I just got to Boston, and Lou here is taking me over to see some of the shelters. Every single shelter in this city is at over capacity. At least 200,000 of them wandering around here, and more coming in every day, including a lot of them by passenger jet from abroad, which is the subject of my latest piece that's out there making the rounds, which is that the Biden administration refuses to tell anybody the names of the airports and how many they're shipping into these airports. But I guarantee you, Logan is one of the big ones. And so are all of the other cities that are squealing right now about, you know, we don't have enough money to take care of all these hundreds of thousands of people. And they're complaining that it's Republican Governor Greg Abbott who is shipping them all by bus here. And so I think that's why the story that I wrote is going so viral right now, because people are starting to wake up that this is not a Greg Abbott thing. This is a Joe Biden Mayorkas thing, shipping all of these people here with travel authorizations to places like Boston.
Yes, talk about this also. You had this thing. Yeah. How you doing, Lou?
Good, good. You're not going to believe this. I pick Todd up at the plane. We stop at a local Italian deli. They told us there was a $10 million contract awarded to one of the Italian catering halls, no bid, to feed migrants in the city. $10 million today. This is just a boondoggle.
And the issue there, of course, is, you know, the no bid part, because I guess this is Boston politics. Anyway, the deli people were all pissed off about this. But there you have it. You know, you're going to have squabbles like that. But mostly, where's that $10 million coming from? You know, I think the city of Boston is kind of broke right now on this, isn't it?
Very much so.
Well, they keep talking about, but here's a question. Is anybody awakening to this? Is this the beginning of the awakening? Because the rest of the country is on fire on this very issue. You're going to see tonight massive turnout in certain states. The number one issue, I'm sure, coming out of the exit polls is going to be the invasion of the country. Why is a place like Boston that's got pretty savvy people, a great, you know, the Boston Globe, Boston Herald, you got newspapers all over this. Are people starting to awaken of exactly what their government's doing to them? Because this invasion is targeting them. Are they awakened now?
I think they are awakening. I mean, we talked to the Elks Hall. Their phone is ringing off the hook with people coming tonight. And but the problem I had was that I've been on the phone since 5 o'clock this morning calling the news directors at every major, you know, every TV station in the city. And at the Boston Globe. And once I say, yeah, Todd Benzman, Senator for Immigration Study, we're having this, they say, yeah, we'll get back to you. Send us an email. You know, which is when the phone don't ring, I'll know it's them.
Yeah, that's kind of the story of my professional life here, except for in the war room and a few other places. So, you know, we got to go around them.
The Herald has been very, very good to us. Local talk radio
has
been pretty
good
to us.
Yeah,
but what is your
message, Todd, tonight to the citizens of Roxbury?
Well, I'm gonna cut through all the BS about how this thing started, who started it, and what's actually happening. Because Lou just said it. There is serious information war going on right now between Democrats. Republicans, mostly on the Democrat side, in my opinion, and nobody really knows what's actually happening. And I want to share my experience and knowledge from spending the last 3 years on the migrant trails with the immigrants and what they're saying and what I'm finding, and really just how this started, but then also how to get out of it, how we can get out of this thing.
And you're going to talk for an hour, and then you're going to have an opportunity to sell your book?
Yeah, well, the book is there, right? And then I'll definitely be talking about the book a little bit, too, and I'll sign copies for anybody who wants. And, you know, it's really just going to be trying to shine a big, bright light in a very dark hole in the country, which is, you know, Boston, super progressive liberal Boston, where they have no idea why this is happening. They have no clue why this is happening. They think Greg Abbott brought them all in here or something, you know, and they're all fleeing.
That's the propaganda.
Death.
Yeah, that's the propaganda there. Remember, it's the most educated, too. Lou Murray, you've done an incredible job. I want to give a shout out to the Elks Hall. How much pressure have they come under to cancel Benzman's talk tonight?
Yeah, every time we have an event, the poor Elks really come under the gun, and they get all of the nonsense from the Southern Poverty Law Center about the lies and the myths about the Centers for Immigration Studies, and those guys they hold up under fire, as we say around here.
Lou, where do people go? What's your social media? How do people find out more about you and what you're doing?
Well, we're going to try to live stream this tonight because we've had a huge amount of interest from all over the country. So follow me on Twitter at Lewis L. Murray Jr., JR, number one. And it'll be on Twitter live. And we're going to post it on Getter. I'm on Getter at LL Murray on Getter, yeah. And they can find me on Getter. It's like LL Cool J, LL Murray.
Just like LL Cool J. You did that one before and it flopped, but that's okay. You're an Irishman. You'll keep trying. You keep trying to sell
it.
You've
got to push the audience into the laugh, Steve.
We're going to live stream it to the degree it's available. We're live streaming it on Getter and on our Rumble. And I'll be in and out for commentary on this one, definitely. Todd, where do people go to get all your information? You're becoming now a national rock star. Now that you changed management companies, you got Lou Murray as your agent. You're finally starting to get some traction. Where do people go to get you?
Yeah, you can follow me on X, Benzman Todd. I'm on Getter. I'm on Truth Social. And I work for the Center for Immigration Studies proudly. And you can find me at toddbenzman.com. And you know my book, Overrun. It's the only one about this border crisis.
Guys, thank you very much. I'll try to get you on tomorrow morning and have a hot wash up on how it happened. I want to thank all the Elks Hall, all the folks up in West Roxbury that helped putting this on, and hope all the citizens and good citizens in Roxbury come and hear the truth for Todd Benzman for once. Thank you guys very much.
Thanks to you, Steve.
Thank you.
This is one of my problems with Boston and Cambridge and the whole deal. You got Boston University, you got Boston College, you got Harvard, you got MIT, and many others. I mean, it is a cultural and educational center of the United States, therefore the Judeo-Christian West. And I get, hey, to be blunt, there couldn't be a dumber group of people up there, because people don't have the courage to actually walk into the fire and show them the show them what the reality is, what information is. This is what I'm so proud of. I'm so proud of Lou Murray and what he's doing. A couple of things. Number one, Patriot Mobile. I want to thank tonight. Of course, Texas is going to hang in the balance. I want to thank Patriot Mobile and Glenn Story, a company that supports your values. They put on that helped put on that effort the other day. Their political action committee helped put it on. Had 1,000 people. It was just incredible. Make sure you go to patriotmobile.com today. Bannon is the you get free connection if you use the code word Bannon. Go check it out. Fabulous company. They support your values. And Glenn Story and these guys fighting the good fight down in Texas. Remember, Texas hangs in the balance tonight. It's one of the big stories out there, the civil war between the Bush Rove junta and, of course, the rising MAGA movement with President Trump. They hate Trump down there. At least people love him. Incredible. Also, make sure that nobody can tap in to listen to you. Just remember, the generals got hacked. The German generals got hacked, and now we find out they're in a plot to take missiles, I think partially backed up by the United States, to go take out a bridge in Crimea and get us into a shooting war with the Russians. Just what the American people want, not. This is why Victoria Nuland's hitting the bricks. Victoria Nuland's hitting the bricks. Just in the moment that Ukraine oligarchs need her the most, she's out of town. She's quitting. She's resigning. The way to do that is go to Silent. The team over there has done an incredible job. SLNT.com/Bannon to get your discount. Make sure you get your discount there. Great Faraday bags for your iPad, your phones, your computers, all of it. In fact, Raheem liked it so much that they had our producer gave him the bag. He's carrying around like a kid going. It's like a kid going to third grade for the first day. He's got that bag, putting his stuff in it. You can get that too. SLNT.com. Okay, Lou Dobbs is next. We're going to be in and out of the live stream from West Roxbury of Center for Immigration Study, Todd Bensmore. We're going to be dipping in and out all night as we live stream all the coverage on Super Tuesday. Prepare for a Trump avalanche. But the work just starts. Tonight, at the end of it all, it'll be the... we've got Jane Zirkel down in Mar-a-Lago with Real America's Voice. We'll be covering all that tonight after the avalanche. The general election kicks off. Lou Dobbs next. We'll see you back here live tomorrow morning at 10.
Tax Network USA is pure war room for solving your IRS tax problems. If you owe back taxes, COVID was your lucky break. Tax court shut down, the IRS paused, and you skated. Well, baby, that party is over. The IRS is adding 20,000 enforcement agents, basically tax cops. Honest, hardworking Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Rich people have tax lawyers and you don't. You'll pay up plus interest and penalties. Tax USA Network has brilliant war room type strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. Never call the IRS yourself. You're at their mercy. You could sit on hold for 6 to 8 hours and get hung up on. Grind you for all your back taxes plus interest and penalties. Tax Network USA attorneys have a preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to talk to and who to avoid. If they get difficult agent, hey, they just call a different agent. Tax Network USA learned of a limited time special IRS offer. The IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. Find out if you qualify before it's too late. Schedule your free confidential consultation with Tax Network USA. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. Think about that. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. They offer a best-in-class client satisfaction guarantee. Now call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. And visit Tax Network USA. That's TNUSA.com/Bannon. TNUSA.com/Bannon. Make sure you take action on this today. This IRS grind is only going to get much worse.
.com, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Use the code WARROOM at checkout to save 67% of your first shipment.
That's code War Room at checkout to save 67%. And do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.